This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, July 19th. Well, cattle markets had a pretty big surge yesterday, taking us above those trading range highs that have been stalling it for quite some time. So a lot of momentum behind this market. Question is why, of course. And cash markets, a little sluggish last week, down 3 on the Fed trade, down 5 on the Dress trade, but the feedlots are holding out that the packers are a little short bought. They only bought about half their normal numbers last week. Kind of a surprise considering cash was weaker, and if demand is still strong, why wouldn't the packers, and their margin still strong, why wouldn't the packers come more aggressively at a lower cash trade? But they didn't. So the feedlots feel that they've got some leverage here, and they're holding out for higher prices. So that we'll see how that develops. It's probably going to take a while to see that, though probably Friday would be our time. We haven't seen any cash trade develop yet. The box beef values were a little bit higher yesterday. Choice up 41 cents at 205. Select up 23 cents at 197. The spread's at 771. Movement 132 loads. Got a couple reports out this week, so my guess is cash will wait until after that. Cattle on feed report expected to show on feed numbers as of July 1st. At 4% higher than a year ago. June placements 1% higher than a year ago, and June marketings at 1% higher than a year ago. In the semi-annual inventory report, looking for all cattle and calves at 1% higher than a year ago. Cows and heifers that have calved also 1% higher. Beef cows up 1%, and the calf crop up 2% over a year ago. So, you know, the trade is expecting to see continuation of herd expansion, a little certainly slower than what we've seen, but definitely bigger numbers, and that would suggest that we're just going to continue to see more beef volume in the marketplace over the next several months, obviously. Now the question is, will demand hold strong? And demand has been great over the last year or so, and it's held well throughout the heat of summer as well so far this year. But we'll see. The seasonals, like we've talked about, tend to pull back into early to mid-August. That really has not developed in the live cattle trade. And in fact, the cash markets had a bump up here a couple weeks ago, and again, they just pulled back a little bit last week. But the futures market certainly has held together very well in a cash market that's just kind of slowly grinding its way higher and kind of fits and starts, but is definitely performing better than what the trade expected, certainly through the second quarter and into the early stages of the third quarter as well. So the cattle market, again, getting into some new highs and taking out some resistance and finding some pretty solid footing here, finding the buyers on the break. So there's definitely some optimism here. Now, that presumes that the economy stays strong, which so far it has, but trade wars have a funny way of slowing down economies. And we've got a massive trade war going on, not just with China, but Mexico, Canada, Europe, all kinds of our, you know, solid trading partners were kind of poking in the eye. So this is causing significant concern that this is going to be to the detriment of the health of the economy. If that happens, beef prices likely would go down as well, especially if you're seeing, you know, beef production and supply stay fairly elevated. If demand starts to slip, then you've got trouble brewing. We're going to presume that's not going to happen. The stock market is holding together quite well too, so you know, we're looking at the economy on very solid footing and continuing to grow. So that's healthy for the beef complex and the rest of the commodity space as well. It doesn't hurt that corn is cheap, but I don't think corn's going to get any cheaper. So that's another thing that could come out of left field for the feeder cattle. Corn crop probably will start to pull back a little bit here, conditions starting to decline. Temperatures are moderating, but the dryness is continuing in the heart of the Midwest. So we'll probably see yields just start to shave back a little bit. That's, I think, going to support corn ultimately, but not send it into some kind of screaming weather market. It doesn't appear to be the case. So the cattle complex, again, finding a lot of good buying on the breaks, getting it back above some key resistance points, but we'll see if it can hold. If it gets a reversal down today, most likely you're going to get a little bit more of an extended pullback. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, just feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.